Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb.
So she ran and went with Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them,
"They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together.
But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
He bent down to look inside and saw a linen wrapping lying there, but he did not go in.
Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb.
He saw that linen wrapping lying there, and the cloth that had been over Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself.
Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed.
For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead.
Then the disciples returned to their homes.
But Mary stood weeping outside of that tomb. And as she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping?"
So she said to them,
"They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, or in a garden after all, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
But Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabuni,"
which means teacher, and Jesus said to her,
"Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God."
So Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them that he had said these very things to her.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Remain true to the mystery. Pass on the whole story. Do not go back, for I am with you now, and I am waiting for you. This conclusion of Alla Bozarth Campbell's poem, Passover Remembered, which we looked at last night as well, for those of you who were here, it holds a powerful charge to us on this night, the night that we celebrate the Passover of Jesus. This is the night for us, the night which we remember. We remember God's action of bringing chaos into order. We remember God delivering God's people from captivity into freedom. We remember Christ's passage from death into new life. Remain true to the mystery. Pass on the whole story. Do not go back, for I am with you now, and I am waiting for you. Tonight we gather in the mystery of the resurrection. If we don't fully understand the resurrection, if we can't quite wrap our heads around a physical raising of a lifeless body, we're not alone. There is something mysterious about Jesus' body being raised. There's something mysterious about our own death and resurrection, how that will be one day. But we gather. We gather in celebration that our God is a God who brings about new life, even when we can't quite explain how. We might not know how exactly God brought about life in the creation, or how God breathed life into dry bones, or how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego escaped from the fiery furnace. We might not know how exactly Jesus went from a dead man in the tomb to a resurrected body in Mary's midst. And Mary and the disciples couldn't quite wrap their head around it either. Yet when we remember God's history of salvation, we begin to recognize that our story too is in the mystery. We begin to recognize the whole story of God's saving action that has been moving and working since the creation of the world. And when we tell the whole story, we know that just as the story doesn't stop with Jesus' life on earth or with his death, the story doesn't stop with the resurrection either. We know that the story continues even still. The story continues in God's unending pursuit of a restored relationship with humanity and all creation. The story continues with the resurrected Christ seeing us together with Mary and calling us by our name. The story continues with God pulling us in, asking us to go and tell the whole story, to participate in sharing the good news of new life when death seemed inescapable. The story continues with the waters of baptism bringing us together into new life in Christ. The story continues with bread and wine, where we proclaim the mystery of faith together that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The story continues, defying the powers of this world that work against God's persistent rule of justice and righteousness. The story continues. New life continues. Death does not have the final word. And so tonight, we don't go back, but we press ahead in the resurrection, knowing that the one who has been raised is with us now and is waiting for us in God's continued story of salvation. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Remain true to this mystery. Pass on the whole story. Do not go back. The resurrected Christ is with you now and is waiting for you.